Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
A Brisbane farmer's arc market icon passes away, wild weather easing across the southwest of the country, and far-right winds in Germany for the first time since the Second World War. Good morning, this is Louis and Soph with your 8am Zedlines. Brisbane Farmers Market personality, columnist and food show host Jan Powers has passed away peacefully at the age of 85. Founded over 30 years ago, the Jan Powers Farmers Markets are now held weekly at Brisbane Powerhouse, the Manly Harbour and Mitchelton. The markets showcase a diversity of farm-grown food and connect farmers and producers with Brisbane residents, emphasising the importance of community-minded and sustainable shopping practices. Her family will be releasing details regarding a memorial service in the near future.
Experienced handler Melissa Reynolds was attacked by a tiger at Dreamworld theme park on Monday morning. Ms Reynolds has been transported to the Gold Coast University Hospital, where she's in a stable condition and is being treated for multiple lacerations and puncture wounds to the arm. A Dreamworld spokesperson confirms that Ms Reynolds is trained in handling tigers and states how this is an isolated and rare incident which is being reviewed.
Severe weather is easing and the cleanup is beginning in the southwest of Australia today after Tasmania, New South Wales and Victoria were thrashed by heavy winds and floods on Monday. 70,000 homes are still without power after several destructive cold fronts brought severe rain, wind and floods up the east coast. One woman died after a tree fell and struck a cabin on the New South Wales and Victorian border. Helen Reid from the Bureau of Meteorology said that while some of the worst weather has passed, they're expecting some weather later this week which could cause damage.
The rest of the week will bring a return to winter conditions for some areas, but will not be as severe as what we've seen recently. The heat will be back before the weekend, reaching the mid-20s in Melbourne by Thursday and the high 20s in Sydney.
Australian researchers have created stem cells which suggest an end to difficult searches for bone marrow, which is used to treat life-threatening illness. Murdoch Children's Research Institute Professor Ed Stanley says the cell development is not a cure, however helps tremendously as it removes the need to suppress the child's immune system. Clinical trials have not yet occurred, but the discovery is said to help children with leukemia and other blood disorders.
In international news, the German Alternative for Germany party has become the first far-right party to win an election since the Second World War, with the party winning the largest share of votes in Thuringia and just missing out in neighbouring Saxony. While other parties are likely to exclude them from office, a projected vote share of more than 30% in the two eastern states could mean that the party could block decisions requiring a two-thirds majority. The win for the party is likely to aggravate instability in the state and federal politics as this country prepares for a national election next year. In a statement after the election, Alternative for Germany joint leader Alice Weidman said, quote, "The voters want the AfD in government. Without us, a stable government is not possible."
For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny with possible smoke haze and moderate winds easing in the evening. It's currently 20 degrees with an expected maximum of 25. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is expected to reach 7, which is in the high band. That's all your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or Twitter or head to our website 4ZZZ.org.au/news.